station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to the Gloryland chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of love eternal. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have the glory share. Glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the Hallelujah Show. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Glory share.
Turn the lights down low.
Master's radio, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. Turn
here. Our company, that is, hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and Radio Garden Streama, Simple Radio, Tune In, and many other internet radio services, including our own, all of which you can find at slbradio.org/radio. A lot of fun planned for you today, including a pop quiz in just a few moments. Jacob Lambert is going to be here to talk about Patty Fest, an old-time music festival at East Fairmont High School in West Virginia. He'll be here this morning at 8:20. At 9:30, we have a pop-up performance feature from Thousand Bridges Opera. They're going to share a couple songs with us from Meow and Forever, and another musical that are going to be staged a week from today. Also, just after 10 o'clock, we have a large music ensemble from North Hills. The Middle School Orchestra sixth graders will be here. We have a young astronomer from Pittsburgh, Otterdice, Esme Offner, joining us at 10:35 to talk about her work at Allegheny Observatory. And Scott Moore, singer-songwriter, joins us just after 11 o'clock, all on today's Saturday Light Brigade and a pop quiz in just a moment. Thanks for meeting us here.
Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's grab a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel around from town to town. We'll visit every state.
Let's go.
And I'll repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the fall. Let's leave our hut, dear, get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Beep, beep, bop, body, bubble, yubble, weed out. Such a beep, beep, the beep, bad, up, zip, bop, beep, bop, da, da, weed out. Such a dee, da, da, dee, da, da.
Won't you come along?
Dee, 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 da, da, da. Such a dee, 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 da. Zoo, beep, boop, bop, do, beep, bow, bop, 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 weep, boo, down.
Hey, Al.
Yeah?
I like your shoes. Sean, you like his shoes? Nice. What do you call those?
Let's go.
Well, these are my traveling shoes.
Let's go.
Visit every state.
Yep, we'll do them all.
Alaska and Hawaii too. Then all the 48. Come on, hey, baby, hey. Let's go again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear.
Let's get away.
Let's get away from it all.
Let's get away, baby.
Let's get away.
That is the group Rockapella getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. Here's hoping you had a good week, and here's hoping you know that whatever happened between the last time we were together and today, while significant and important, is something, if you care to, you can set aside and just take some time so that we can enjoy each other's company this morning. I know that's the way I think about it when we get together. And you have a chance to interact with us in just a moment. We are going to get away from it all in just a second in a different way. Hello to Mike. In fact, where Mike lives is very significant in terms of our pop quiz answer. He is in Mars, Pennsylvania.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mic nights, and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymca.slbradio.org for details.
There are still a handful of openings left in SLB summer camps for teens. Details at slbradio.org/summercamps 2025. Rockapella did the song Let's Get Away From It All. And that song is a good way to introduce this morning's pop quiz. SLB Sam has decided to go on a trip, and in his trip, he wants to include five places that start with the letters M-A. He wanted to think of M-A since today is the last day of May. Mars is an example, either the planet or the town. Mars, Pennsylvania. Can you think of five places SLB Sam can visit that start with the letters M-A?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. I hope we'll hear from you. 412-200-5975.
Well, my baby, he wrote me a letter. He didn't call me on the phone. Five little words, that was all he wrote. He said, see you later, I'm gone. And he left no explanation about why he had to go. Well, I can't take a joke, but I can take a hint. He don't love me no more. My mother says she loves me, but I know she could be jiving too. Everybody's always criticizing everything that I do. I work 9 to 5, I do the best I can to try to please the boss. I bought a big old house, a brand new car. Yourself. like to get to know. Either I'm too small, or he's too tall, or he's rich and I'm poor. So I call up my old friend Joe, ask him on a little date. He said, I'm married now, I got two little kids. Where were you? You're just a little too. When nobody loves you and you're feeling like dust on an empty shelf, remember you can love yourself, you can hug yourself, you can kiss yourself, maybe give yourself a little squeeze.
There you've got music from Danielle Maraglia, Love Yourself, the song. She sounds a little like Bonnie Raitt in that song, doesn't she? The MA places are coming in quite quickly and speedily. Hello to Brian in McCandless, who has Marksville, Virginia, Marysville, Pennsylvania. They have to begin with M-A. And Madrid is one I actually added, and he noted that the 2026 summer eclipse is going to be visible over Spain. We also had Manitoba and Malta. And I think it's Mazatlan. We're looking for places starting with the letter M-A. Here's Richard on the north side. And SLB Sam, if it were up to Richard, is going to go to Manchester. He's going to go to the mall. He's going to go to a marsh. He's going to go to Madagascar and Maine. Thank you, Richard. And Jim in Blackridge has SLB Sam going to Maine, Massachusetts, Macon, Georgia, Maracaibo, Mammoth Cave, Madison, Wisconsin, Madagascar, Marinduque in the Philippines, Marin County in California, Malta, McGuire Air Force Base, excellent, and the Mason-Dixon Line. Russ in North Carolina, not surprisingly, has quite a few. One of my favorites is Maui. And Madagascar, Macau, Manchu Picchu, Malaysia, Manila, Martinique, Mazatlan, or if you want to stay domestic, he's recommending Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Manhattan. Again, Maui, Macon, Georgia, Madison, Wisconsin, Marietta, Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio. And if you really want to stay close to home, there's Manchester, Market Square, Marion Center, Manor, Mars, or Main Street in every small town in western Pennsylvania or North Carolina, he writes. Brian just added Mammoth Mountain, California. That's a good one. Those are some of the ones that have just been texted into us. There are quite a few more. Here's Patrick in South Park with Macon, Maryland, Massachusetts, Madagascar, and Masontown. And Bruce in Ingram, good morning, has Malvern of Pennsylvania, Marion Center, Manchester, Masontown, and Mars. There are quite a few more, and we'll continue sharing places that you can go. And here's Mark in Slippery Rock with Maryland, Maine, Massachusetts, Madagascar, Malta, Macau, Madrid, Mackinac Island, Marion, Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio, Manhattan, Margate, both in Florida and New Jersey, Macon, Georgia, and Marin County. Those are excellent, Mark. Tom is in McCandless with Ma Chunk, the town known as Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Mars, either the planet or town. Marrakesh, Madrid, Manchuria. And then a very clever response, Margaritaville. And here is Rick in Highland Park, who said, if the puzzle were am rather than ma, he would say, am I've been, and when I'm there, there I am. My favorite am of all is the great I am. Who is the I am who sent you? And then he suggests Masai Mara in Kenya, Maseno in Kenya near Kisumu, Marrakesh in Morocco, Marif in Casablanca, Manali, India, Mameus in Puerto Rico, Mai Van Quang Street in Saigon, and Ma, I may pronounce this incorrectly, I think it's Ma Jia Hutong in Beijing. Thank you for those, Rick. We're looking for places starting with MA that SLV Sam can visit on this, the last day of Maine. You can participate. Call or text us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Jim in Blackridge has Maine, Massachusetts, Macon, Georgia, or Macon, Georgia, Maracaibo, Mammoth Cave, Madison, Wisconsin, Madagascar, Marin Duke in the Philippines. Oh, I think we listed some of these. I just realized that. Marin County. McGuire Air Force Base in the Mason-Dixon line. Yes, Jim's came through earlier. Here's Mark, who also mentioned Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. And Mao Chuck. He includes Malaysia, Manila, Managua, Macedonia, and Macaw, Malvern, Pennsylvania, Mars, Pennsylvania, Manassas, and Virginia. And then his partner, Mary Jean, came up with Madrid, Madagascar, Marrakesh, Manitoba, Maine, and Mar-a-Lago. Leslie in Oakland has Maine, Madagascar, Malta, Massachusetts, Malibu, and Manitoba. Lots still coming in. Gary in Franklin notes that he was born and raised in Massachusetts, so he's going to go back to his Western Massachusetts roots. Martha's Vineyard, Marblehead, Malden, Marlboro, Marshfield, Mansfield, Maynard, Mattapoisett, and then Manchester by the Lake. Or Manchester by the Sea, I should say, for a lobster bake. And I told him I would add Mattapan, the community in Boston where my mom was born.
You got shoes, all got children got shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. I'm gonna stomp all over God's heaven, heaven, heaven. Talking about heaven ain't a going there. Heaven, heaven, I'm gonna stomp all over God's heaven. Well, I got a robe, you got a robe, all God's children got robes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my robe, I'm gonna shout all over God's heaven, heaven, heaven. Heaven ain't a going there. Heaven, heaven, I'm gonna shout all over God's heaven. Well, I got a harp, you got a harp, all God's children got, all God's children got. When I get to heaven, gonna pick up my harp, I'm gonna play all over God's heaven, heaven, heaven. Heaven ain't a going there. Heaven, heaven, I'm gonna play all over God's heaven. Well, I got wings and you got wings. All God's children got, all God's children got. When I get to heaven, gonna put all my wings. I'm gonna fly all over God's heaven, heaven, heaven. Everybody's talking about heaven ain't a going there. Heaven, heaven, I'm gonna fly all over God's heaven. Well, I got a song and you got a song. All God's children got, all God's children got. When I get to heaven, gonna pick up a song. I'm gonna sing all over God's heaven, heaven, heaven. Everybody's talking about heaven ain't a going there. Heaven, heaven. I'm gonna sing all over God's heaven.
Rachel Allen with I Got Shoes, and I've got more places to share with you, and we'll do so in just a few moments. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Thank you.
second floor. I talked with a patient, room 234. I said, you don't look crazy, can't see why you're here. He sort of looked at me and smiled and whispered in my ear, I'm nuts about screwing music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be. I'm daffy about goofy tempo. I'm goofy about daffy changes. I'm dippy of all dizzy harmony written in a minor key. I love to hear sounds that are queer. I'm eccentric, they say. There's a boot in a flute or a mellow moaning cello. I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be.
Lunsford at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we've had so many places. Our pop quiz was to come up with places starting with the letters M-A in honor of the last day of May. SLB Sam is taking a trip. And Nelson Harrison, Dr. Nelson, jazz great here in Pittsburgh, has contributed Maine, Massachusetts, Malta, Maryland, and perhaps, if I had to pick a favorite, Mardi Gras. And I think I know why that might have come to mind for Dr. Harrison. And that made me think of, as long as we're going to be in New Orleans, let's see if we can visit the Marsalises and get some music lessons, or at least hear them play. Jeff in Squirrel Hill has Massachusetts, Maine, Maryland, Manchester, and Linda, half of the dynamic duo in Collier, has Massachusetts, Maine, Manhattan, Maryland, Manitoba, and Maine Street. Jim in Crafton Heights has Manhattan, Mallorca, Marrakesh, Mali, and Madagascar. Tommy in West Virginia has Maine, Massachusetts, Massanutten, Madagascar, Madison, Mackinac, Wisconsin, both Macon, Georgia, Macon, France, Madeira, Portugal, Madras in India, Madre de Dios in Peru, Madrid, Magdala, home of Mary Magdalene, Magdeburg in Germany, Magyarország in Hungary, Malta, Marlborough, Mass, Malawi, Malaysia, Malden, Mass, Mali, boy, he's got a lot, Managua, Macedonia, Macau, and Mare Island, California. He notes that should keep Sam busy for a while. I note that we have to look at his expense account very carefully. Kathy in Tynes has Maine, Massachusetts, Madagascar, Madrid, Maryland, Masontown, Manchester, Marchand, Mahoning, Madison, Malvern, and Mahaffey. Sue has Maine, Manchester, Massachusetts, Mansfield, Mayview, Mars, Maryland, Marblehead, Market. And you can go mad, she writes, by using MapQuest. And here's Mark with Madagascar, Maldives, Mali, Maine, and I think it's Mahoro. Just a few more to share with you, and then we'll have this morning's history riddle. It's nice to have so many participants today. Susie said I was going to send him to a mattress for a nap, but there are too many other nice places to go to, like Manila and Mammoth Hot Springs and Wyoming. Maine, Mackinac, Michigan, Massachusetts, and Maryland. And Stu writes that his wife grew up in Madison County, New York. What a pop quiz that was. Congratulations if you came up with your five. That's a game you can play later, too, with somebody else, just for the fun of it. There are a lot of places starting with MA, and it's fun to come up with them. A Saturday Light Brigade charge, if you were able to do so. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is now time for this morning's history riddle. He was born in Bowersville, Ohio, on May 31st, 1898, according to our research. Ordained in 1922, he ultimately became pastor at New York City's Marble Collegiate Church. Using radio, television, and print, he spread his ideas throughout the nation. Change your thoughts and you change your world is one of many well-known quotations. Do you think you know the answer to today's history riddle?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping we'll hear from you with an answer to this morning's history riddle. Good luck. Aldrich, Bennett, and Gaudreau now here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
They all said I was a fool to put my heart into a love like me and you. They said I was a fool. Then they told me I was blind. Must have lost my mind to see the truth in time. They said that I was blind. So I listen and believe. I get myself to set me free. I lock the door but hear the key. Just like they told me to. But it must have been in vain. I can't play this lonely game. In the end, love remains in the heart of a blind fool. Thank you.
through and surrender, please. Took some time for me to see. I've got nothing more to lose. Let them call me what they may. I won't hang my head in shame. In the end, love remains in the heart of a blind fool. In the end, love remains in the heart of a blind fool.
I not said that I don't care if you love me. I'm not saying that I don't care. I'm not saying I'll be there when you want me. I can't give my heart to you or tell you that I'll sing your name up to the sky. I can't lay the promise down that I'll always be around when you need me. Now I may not be alone, it's time to see me. Along the street or in a small cafe. But still I won't deny you or mistreat you. Baby, if you'll let me have my way. I'm not saying I'll be sorry for all the things that I might say that make you cry. I can't say I'll always do things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. Now I may not be alone, it's time to see me. Or show up when I promised that I would. But still I won't deny you or mistreat you. Baby, if you love me like you should, I'm not saying I'll be sorry for all the things that I might say that make me cry. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try. I can't say I'll always do the things you want me to. I'm not saying I'll be true, but I'll try.
Norman Blake and Tony Reyes sang the song I'm Not Saying. And you also heard Love Remains from Aldridge Bennett and Gaudreau. I'll repeat this morning's history riddle for you. He was born in Bowersville, Ohio, May 31st, 1898, according to our research. Ordained in 1922, he ultimately became pastor at New York City's Marble Collegiate Church. Using radio, television, and print, he spread his ideas throughout the nation. Change your thoughts and you change your world is one of his many quotations. And Tommy in West Virginia was among the first to get the correct answer. Also a correct answer from Tom and McCandless. You can share your answer with us at 412-200-5975. Telephone or text or go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live. Rich in Freeport. Good morning. Rich has the correct answer, as does Russ in North Carolina. Old Patrick in South Park had a guess of Bishop Fulton Sheen. Good guess. You're on the right track. Larry and Vanessa, welcome back. They got the correct answer. It says here they were in London. We missed you too. And they added to our MA question, and this might have to do with all the traveling they were doing through airports. Another place you can go to, starting with the MA, is the main concourse. And Brian is going to skip the hysteriddle. He writes as a conscientious objector. Rich in Freeport, you're right. He said that he thinks the Pittsburgh Press used to carry our answers column in the Sunday Roto section. And I think you are right. I do know this fellow had a column hit one time. I forgot all about that. Were you able to come up with the correct answer? Good morning to Katie. By the way, Katie, it's nice to have you tuned in. Katie had some more MA places to go, including Margaritaville and Manassas. Also, good morning to Ralph and Jess in the South Hills. It's good to have you here. And we have Susie here as well. Susie's going to share the correct answer to our hysteriddle. Hello, Susie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Your correspondent from Virginia.
Yes, you sound quite chipper this morning. I hope that's good.
I slept a really long time.
I kind of had one of those really every day this week. I know because I had these, you know, wonderful, vivid dreams, which I think tend to happen when you get a good night's sleep. It was nice.
I had a very bizarre dream. I had a very bizarre dream. Yeah.
Was it?
It would be too hard to explain it.
Oh no, that's okay. As long as sometimes those dreams are so engaging, and you just wake up, and you say, "Gosh, how did my mind put all of those things together?" And it's incredible, incredible the way that works.
Well, yeah, it was kind of it could have been like a macabre novel in a way.
I understand.
Or a short story. Yeah, maybe a short story.
Well, you knew you knew the writer and preacher that we were looking for, a very well-known person. Who is it?
Norman Vincent Peale.
Absolutely. And Holly in Oakland also knew the correct answer. Norman Vincent Peale. And he just is still of phenomenal influence. But during his prime period, everybody seemed to know him and to follow his theories about being positive and about setting your mind to things. And he did have a newspaper column. Tom in McCandless wrote that he tends to conflate him with Dale Carnegie. And I do too, because I think they were both early proponents of mindset to drive actions. And they were born about 10 years apart. Dale Carnegie was born in 1888. While Norman Vincent Peale was born, I think, 10 years later, in 1898. Do you recall much else about him? I know there were probably books in the library that you're familiar with.
Well, there's that one, the positive of the, what is it, the power of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
My mom tells a story that she once broke up with a guy and she gave him that book, and because she thought he needed it. And he sort of took that as a hint to, like, not take the breakup.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So she's like, that was the end of giving books to people that she broke up with.
Well, I mean, she could have given him Stay Alive All Your Life.
Right. Right.
Let's see. Thought Conditioners is another one. I'm looking at his... there, one of the ones he wrote in 1977 was Sin, Sex, and Self-Control. That probably would not have been a good one to give as
right,
a breakup
right.
gift.
By that time, I was born, so if she was dating someone, it would be kind of a problem.
Yeah.
she was married to my dad.
Talking about... Ricky may have mentioned this to you. There was, and I forget the exact circumstances, but was it you who said it, Ricky, or me? I can't. It was Ricky. Referred to him as Norman Vincent Price accidentally.
Oh, yeah. And, she did say that. Yeah.
That's a nice conflation between the two. Well, a charge to you. And that's a good breakup book. You know, it's like, I'm breaking up with you. Here's the power of positive thinking. Or
yeah.
Or you can if you think you can. There's another one.
Right.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. It's good to have you with us as always. I don't see any additional answers on Facebook as of yet. I'm just checking to make sure I didn't miss any. Doesn't look like I have. Congratulations to you if you came up with Norman Vincent Peale. Here's Jorma Kalkinen now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Tell you a story about a man that I once knew. He was a blind street singing preacher that played some blues. His fingers picked the guitar. They dance up and down the board. He passed the day just singing, waiting for the Lord. People heard his message and came from miles around. His pulpit was on the streets of Harlem and way downtown. His fingers picked the guitar. They dance up and down the board. He passed his days just singing, waiting on the Lord. One day the angels heard him sing and thought he should be heard. They opened up ears around the world so he could spread the word. The preacher picked the guitar, his hands made magic chords. Passed his day just singing, waiting on the Lord. He sailed across the ocean to London and to France, thanking Jesus every day for giving him that chance. The preacher picked the guitar, his hands made them magic chords. He passed his day just singing, waiting on the Lord. One day his voice was silent, he knew his time had come. But he knew where he was going and where he had just come from. And his fingers picked the guitar, they danced up and down the board. He passed his day just singing, waiting on the Lord. Told you a story about a man that I once knew. He was a blind street singing preacher that sings some blues. His fingers picked the guitar, they dance up and down the board. He passed his days just singing, waiting on the Lord. His fingers picked the guitar, they dance up and down the board. He passed his days just singing, waiting on the Lord.
River rose over the levee, up the church steps to the door. And that's where the sheriff found the preacher when he pulled up in his 4x4. Sheriff said, come along, preacher. The water's rising all around. You know you're gonna have to leave your church. We're headed for higher ground. But the preacher said, I'm not leaving my church. I've been a righteous man all of my life. And I know that the Lord will protect me in my hour of strife. Well, the water chased the preacher to the choir loft. All of the pews were afloat. And that's when the fire chief came by in his old bass boat. He said, preacher, you best come along with me. The river's gonna take this town. You've done what you could, and that was good, and this building's no reason to drown. But the preacher said, I'm not leaving my church. I've been a righteous man all of my life. And I know that the Lord will protect me in my hour of strife. Well, it kept on raining, water rose to the roof. That's where the preacher was found, when that Coast Guard helicopter tried to lower that rescue basket down. But the preacher just clung to the steeple, and he waved that chopper away. And though the water and wind raged around him, these are the words that he'd say. Well, that preacher said, I'm not leaving my church. I've been a righteous man all of my life. And I know that the Lord will protect me in my hour of strife. Just then a huge wave swept the church away, took the preacher off to his fate. Without a boat, that preacher went sailing right through the pearly gates. Well, the preacher went looking for the Lord when he reached that celestial shore. He said, God, I got a bone to pick with you. I'm disappointed and I'm sore. Well, the preacher said, I did not leave my church. I was a righteous man all of my life. And I thought that you would protect me in my hour of strife. But there I was singing your praises, and you let me go down in the flood. I thought that you would save me, and I wound up dead in the mud. Well, the Lord said, remember your preaching. I work in mysterious ways, you see. I sent a car, a boat, and helicopter. What more did you want?